What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MiosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MiosCareers.com. Well, Brian Mitchell, when we spoke last week, immediately following Washington's win over the Bucks, you said, hey, it's a good win. I got to see that more. I got to see that effort. Mm-hmm. I got to see that consistently.
Yep.
Two in a row,
and know what? I need to see it again.
I figured
okay?
that much.
And, but the thing of it is this, okay? It wasn't two in a row. Nothing to hang your hat on at this point.
It's not.
You should be thrilled. Ron Rivera, basically what I said last week was nothing that the coach didn't say after the game. He said, you tested yourself against Goliath. You showed what you're capable of, okay? He said, but don't get too full of yourself. I mean, I know people like to just automatically skip over the rest of the season, but we have seven games left, and you're going to have to play at a high level. So my mindset is only this. When you show me what you're capable of, I expect to see it more often than not. I don't think that's a bad thing.
That's fine. And there's all sorts of time for discussion going forward. And you're right. I think defensively they've played well now for a month, maybe five games in a row. Mm-hmm. It's only clicked all three phases the last two games. Offensively, yeah, they played well. Taylor Heinicke has protected the ball. Taylor Heinicke has played well.
He did.
They've ran the ball really well. The offensive line is absolutely mashing people. They went for 190 on the ground yesterday, and I think if Gibson doesn't fumble, that total's probably up over 200.
He got to stop fumbling.
Certainly.
Okay, so I mean, we can sit up here and say, well, we won. We don't have to talk about that. No, he drops the ball too damn much. He got to stop that. But ultimately, all in all, it was a very good game. But the more you see, the more you expect. I'm very different than most people where they see it and then they just automatically assume everything is good now. No. You got to keep pushing. Keep fighting. And all I want to see is that level of, like I said, I'm not saying they got to win out because it's impossible. We're looking at it right now. The good teams look like they're bad teams. A lot of teams are playing differently. I think the approach of this season, a lot of people are looking at, oh, we got that long stretch down the end. So they don't mind this guy that has a nick to hold him out. But ultimately, I want to see that level of effort and passion week in and week out. That's all you ask for. And if you see that when someone loses a game and they're giving you their best, you still can be satisfied.
To that point,
I would like to believe early on, they weren't giving that same effort.
Whether it was effort or just complete misunderstanding of what they were supposed to do. I mean, we haven't seen jailbreaks in a month, and that's huge. Now, did Rodgers make plays against him? Sure. Mm-hmm. Did Brady make plays against him? Sure. Did Newton make plays? Yes. Yeah. Those guys are really good. Good offenses, good quarterbacks are going to make plays, but it's very, very different than that Saints game where nobody jumps on a Hail Mary and there's dudes running deep.
Is it
30 yards?
Asinine to say that there was no effort on that play?
But the other major botch in the Saints game going back, I don't think was an effort thing. I think it was just guys had no idea where they were supposed to be.
But see, that's the thing about me, man. I mean, we sit up here and we start pushing these narratives. Why the hell does it take us 7 weeks to learn what we got to do and other teams do it in 1 week?
That's where you
lose me when you start saying, well, you know, guys didn't know. Why the hell didn't they know where to go?
It's unacceptable, for sure.
So, therefore, if they don't know where to go for 7-8 weeks, that's an issue for me. But what I saw yesterday and I saw last week is what that's all I asked for. I asked for you to come out there and play your ass off. Give me everything you got. And guess what? I applaud that type of thing. The win or not doesn't make a difference. It's the effort you give, because if you're not giving that level of effort, you're not going to win games. So that's where I come from with it. It's just that, you know, I see all these people now that are going back. Well, so-and-so said this. I like a lot of the comments. He didn't lie about nothing. Steve Smith came on here last week. He didn't lie about a damn thing he said.
No.
But Washington won the game. And you know what? Cool. Now, this is how Brian Mitchell thinks they're supposed to beat Seattle. See, I don't think anymore like, oh, man, they are supposed to beat Seattle. That's where the mindset starts going. Don't show what you can't keep doing. So when you show it, expectations change. See what I'm saying? So if people are now not expecting this team to play at a certain level, then you ain't being truthful to yourself.
Cody, what's the lines looking like for Seattle next week?
Washington is plus one.
Man, and that, I heard Dar saying that was moving already. That seems weird, and we got plenty of time to look at that. For me, yesterday, the defense played well. They didn't generate any turnovers. They didn't get a sack until the last play of the game. But I think they did enough, especially early on. The way the Panthers went down the field on that first drive, they just
it was
McCaffrey, it was Newton, it was orchestrated. They looked fantastic. After that, they really slowed them down, and I think the defense kind of settled in. I think the emotions in that place, being there, the emotions were running super high.
You can feel that on the TV. But Ron Rivera at the end of the game, he said, we caught them at the right time. We caught them when this Cam didn't understand, have a full understanding of the offense. And he's right. But guess what? That's pro football.
Right.
If you decide to go with the guy that doesn't understand the offense, that's on you, Matt Rhule, Brady. Okay? But the whole thing about it, that coach of the Washington football team understands. He didn't even understand the offense, and you saw what he did. So, therefore, you have to say, I took from that, we got one, but we got to keep improving. We ain't there yet.
For sure.
And I hope the people that like to just automatically suck throwing these damn parades understand we got a lot more to do to be where we want to be.
Certainly. I think, to be where you want to be, we can talk about who we think the best team in football is.
I don't think anybody can say who the best team in football is right now.
Sure, but I mean, they're not even close to.
It is confusing now.
I just think on a super base level, if you look at their games earlier this season, it was often embarrassing, and they looked like a complete clown show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you fall to 2-6 in Denver, and your offense just completely incapable, or go back to the Green Bay game when Heineke's falling before the goal line when he has a real chance to score. Or, I mean, the low point might have been that halftime Hail Mary against the Saints. There were serious low points. Yeah. And at that point, people are like, oh, I think they're going to go 4-13, 3-14. I don't see another win on the schedule. If nothing else, at least they've flipped.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That conversation. They're playing, since the bye week, they're playing good team football. They're playing complimentary football. The offense is helping the defense. The defense is playing well. You have competent kicking. You have competent special teams play. DeAndre Carter's giving them something in the return game.
Yep.
I think winning two
in a row. Himself out yesterday.
What's that?
I said, I thought he had knocked himself out yesterday, but he slammed it in there.
Yeah, I saw that. He's tough, man.
Ooh, but Lord.
I think after the Tampa game, was a little bit of fool's gold, right? Tom throws 2 first quarter interceptions for the first time in almost a decade. They're down a bunch of players. I think the Tampa game, if fans are really being honest, Washington came out and played really well, and they deserve credit. But Tampa also probably played their C-plus game. They weren't very good.
They played their C-plus game, but it wasn't just because they played a C-plus game. I think Washington's defense helped that happen.
I totally agree.
And so when I look at the whole aspect of it is, I don't think it's fool's gold. I think it's the NFL. And the NFL is about controlling emotions, okay? Emotions, if you're a bad team, that you don't let it snowball and you begin to be an awful team. Is emotions, controlling emotions when you're a very good team, you don't start looking past teams to where you're playing up and down to the competition. When Tampa rolled in here, I have to believe Tampa believed that they were going to run
totally.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, when you look, now we're in the third quarter, late in the third quarter. Damn, they're still winning. So the pressure jumps on the better team. Then you get in the fourth quarter, and this team goes on one of these historical historical drives to where you don't get a chance. It happens. Then you come back, and yes, you come back this week, and you're playing against a team where Cam Newton is coming in. I saw somebody say, well, the national media was disrespecting Washington. I don't think they disrespected Washington. I just think that that's how people push it. I think they were going to promote the fact that Cam was going back there, and I think Washington was getting a lot of credit based off how they played against our Tampa Bay. But ultimately, a little bit of that Cam excitement wore off after a while.
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
the emotion was so high early.
You saw so much. You saw that instead of, and I blame the coaches of the Carolina Panthers. Instead of trying to run your offense with the talent you've been having all week, they fell into the Cam hype, you know? And the whole thing about it, yeah, he had his little touchdown. I thought the one that he threw earlier, he probably would have ran in if he didn't throw that one. But I would have kept feeding number 22.
Totally.
But when they didn't, I'm like, okay, you want to play stupid
ball? He finished with 10 carries.
Yeah,
for 60 yards, for 59 yards.
He would have had 25-30 if it was me. But, you know, the thing of it is people get caught up in these waves, and that's the whole thing. And, I just
– Here is what I wanted to say about –
I was impressed with the effort, though.
Totally. The effort, absolutely. But the Tampa game was the NFL where kind of crazy things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't view yesterday's game as that at all. They were on the road in a very juiced up, energetic environment.
Mm-hmm.
They took the Panthers' best shot,
but see,
and they were still able to overcome
that
it. That is really impressive.
That is the NFL. Well,
right.
You're riding on emotion, okay? Like Mike Tyson stated, everybody is ready until they get punched in the damn mouth. So they got punched back, and they went down, they did their thing, then they got punched in the mouth, and they say, oh, Lord, they're not going to just lay over, or they're going to roll over and play their force. Washington came out and matched them. So that's the NFL where you got to take somebody's best sometime and come back with a haymaker. And I think that's how that game went.
Totally.
But down the stretch,
it felt like a prize fight.
Yeah, they didn't make many mistakes.
When this quarterback doesn't make mistakes,
they win games.
They have a chance to win every game they're in.
So, and as I stated from the beginning, I've stated all year, if people would listen to what I say instead of how I say it, they would understand. Effort. Consistent. Is all I asked for. And now that you showed me you're capable of doing it 2 weeks in a row, I expect to see it again. So when people win, you don't start lowering the expectations, you raise them.
I think the expectation has to be the same level of effort, attitude, preparation, and execution. I think, to me, the execution is what has really changed. We talked a lot about that Panthers defense, right?
Yeah.
About how good they were. I think they were smart yesterday. I think Scott Turner called a really smart game. The Panthers had the number one pass defense in the NFL. Heinicke only threw 22 passes.
Yeah.
And
I saw that. And
was highly accurate.
That right there is best. When he's throwing anywhere from 20 to about, right, tops 30, that's when this team is most effective. When he creeps above 30, that's when the team is not most effective.
You have that balance, right?
Yeah.
And look at time of possession. They won that again handily. They're not squeaking it out. They held the ball 35 minutes to almost 36 minutes to Carolina's 24. And Christian McCaffrey was the best player on the field yesterday on both teams. Keep him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Then you have a weapon like Terry McLaurin, who I thought Ron Rivera.
He is the ultimate player on that squad, because when things are thrown up, he goes and make plays. And that's the whole thing about it. Like, a lot of times, some of those passes are ill-advised, to be honest with you. But Terry, when you're throwing it to Terry, it's not ill-advised. He's going to fight for it.
And that's what
a lot of receivers won't.
But the elite receivers want,
yeah,
give me a chance. You know, they'll say it's not 50-50 when it comes to me. And I think Ron Rivera said it after the game about McLaurin, that he's the real deal because he can do the big things, but he also does the dirty work also.
Yeah.
And I think that's who he is as a player.
When he talked with you, a little bit of an interview, and we talked to you last night, what I love
we're gonna
so
run
much,
that later.
What
also.
I love so much about him is he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's not the one like when they're losing that he expects you to give him praise. No, when he's not doing well and they're not winning, he understands what's coming. And he always talks about going into practice and improving himself. When he wins, he still talks about having to improve himself. A lot of those dudes on that squad, even older than him, can learn a little bit about that. Attacking everybody outside when you win a little bit doesn't make you better than what you were. And when you sit there and you're losing, you can't be if you wasn't attacking them when you won that one game, you wouldn't have to worry about them telling you the 100% truth about yourself when you lose a lot of them.
There's one play in particular I want to discuss. I think the game kind of hinged on it, but we did this last week. I want to go around the room real quick. When did you know Washington was going to win that game?
When Cam got sacked at the end.
At the very end.
Yeah.
I think that's entirely fair. Lanville, what was yours?
I thought they were going to win the game when Heinicke converted that fourth down where he was kind of like running to the left and threw back to the right against Bates. But I also, after Gibson ran out of bounds, I was 100% positive they were losing.
About you, Cotto?
Football IQ got to go.
Cody claims it was halftime.
You already know it was halftime. Tie game. They were dominating the game.
Did you tweet about it?
I did tweet about it. And they were getting the ball to start the second half, and they scored a touchdown on that
what
one.
What did his tweet say?
We've already established Cody lies about this.
Did his tweet say, Washington might win this game if this happens?
Nope. I said they will win.
We might have to get the Twitter detectives on it. Oh, look, I just searched Twitter for Cody Betts, and he doesn't exist because somebody's not smart and won't just change his Twitter handle to Cody Betts.
It's taken. I've told you that.
Cody Betts, dollar sign. But the S is put dollar signs. Because
I don't think you can put dollar sign in your handle name.
Yes, you can. Why can't you?
I don't think Twitter allows that type of character.
Try it.
I will.
Again, they went on good, long drives yesterday. The way this offensive line is playing, this whole line is playing better than they have in a long, long time. Listen, people are calling in. We haven't even given out the phone number yet. We're going to let everybody call. I want to talk more about that fourth down play Lanville talked about. It's Victory Monday, man. We got plenty to discuss. Don't go anywhere.